consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10. Now I'd encourage you to go and find a Bible if you're able to and join us as we consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to encourage you to go and look at the website sometime at considerhiswordradio.org. There are a number of things you'll find there, but one of the things that is important to us is where it says to contact us. We would love to hear from you and know where you're hearing our broadcast today. So if you'll click on that at the website, again, considerhisword.org, click on Contact Us and just send us a note. Let us know where you're hearing our program today. If you'll do that, give us an address. I'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out so many of these. We'd love to send you one as well. These are just little notebooks that you can put in your shirt pocket or put in a purse. They're very easy to carry around. And when somebody says, pray for me, you have a place to write that down. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night. And when the prayer requests are given, I write them down in my prayer journal and pray for them every day. It's a great way to remember to pray every day is to have that prayer journal. So write to us. Now, you can do it through the website. You can send me an email directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as most people do, you can just simply write to us. I give you our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And we look forward to hearing from you and getting one of these prayer journals out to you as quick as we can. There's one other thing I want to remind you about, and I don't say a lot about this, but at the website, there's also a place where you can contribute to this ministry if you would like to. If God lays that on your heart, don't send us your tithe. That belongs in your local church. But if you'd love to help us out, you can do it also there through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Deuteronomy chapter 10. I want to give you a little bit of background, and I'm not sure how far we'll get today. In fact, I have a feeling this series is going to take us through most of the summer. And so I'd encourage you to check back at the website so you can hear all of the messages in this series. This is probably one of the longest series that I've done on the radio broadcast. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Now, Deuteronomy is a book. The word Deuteronomy means second law. Deuteronomy was happened just before the children of Israel went into the promised land. Now, Moses was not allowed to go. Because of his disobedience, he was not allowed to go into the land. God let him see the land, but he was not allowed to go into the land. And so before they go, Moses rehearses the law, and he goes over many things again with all of the people. Now, many of these people had grown up in the wilderness. In fact, those that had gone into Kadesh Barnea were turned back and sent out into the wilderness. Remember those 12 spies that were sent in at Kadesh Barnea to go and spy out the land, and they came out. They weren't supposed to make a decision at all. They were just supposed to go look at it. When they came out, they said, oh, we can't take that land. The people are too big. There's giants in there. We can't do this. 10 of them said we can't do it. 2 of them said, yes, we can. Because of their lack of faith and because of their disobedience, God turned them back into the wilderness for 40 years. Now he stands before this people. Many of them are young people. And he's going over again the whole law. Now, if you read through the Old Testament and you start reading Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and you read Leviticus, and then you read Deuteronomy, you'll be thinking, I've seen this before. Well, it's true, because Moses is going over all of these things a second time. When we get to Deuteronomy chapter 10, he's reminding them about something that happened. So I want to read it first. We'll go back and take a look at it. Today, we'll just do some kind of introductory things and we continue this message. I'm calling this series, What Does God Require? And you'll see why here in just a few minutes. So I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting at verse 12. It says, Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Now, I want you to notice that last phrase. He said, all of these things are for your good. And he says, what does God require? Now, you would think, well, by this time, wouldn't it be the Ten Commandments? Or wouldn't it be all of the law? And yet, instead of all of those things, God gives them these five things. To fear him, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve him, and then to obey him. Now, I want to go back just a little bit to the early part of the chapter and how we got to verse 12. So let's go back. I'm going to read quite a bit now. In chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, at that time, the Lord said unto me, hew thee two tablets of stone like unto the first, and come up unto me into the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up to the mount, having the two tables in my hand. And he wrote, God wrote, on the tables, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord spake unto you in the mount out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them unto me. And I turned myself and came down from the mount and put the tables in the ark which I had made, and there they be as the Lord commanded me. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth of the children of Jachan to Moshera. There Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From there they journeyed to Gilgal, and he tells about all of these journeys and where they had gone. And so he's going back and telling them about the Ten Commandments that he got the first time. You remember that was at Mount Sinai, and God, again, wrote on the stone these Ten Commandments. And when Moses came down from the mountain, he had been up there for so long, some 40 days, and the people were getting restless. And they made them an idol. Remember that calf, the golden calf. And the sad thing about it is they made this calf and they began to attribute to the calf the very work of God. Now, in some ways, we would not find this unusual because they were used to idols. All over Egypt, they had seen all of these idols. It was kind of a new thing for them to deal with God that did not have some form. Still, that was no excuse to make this idol. And even in the Ten Commandments he was writing, he said that thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. They were in those Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from the mountain, you remember what happened? He broke those commandments, broke the tablets. And now after some time, God tells him to make a new set. Again, this was toward the end of their journeys. They had gone through the wilderness. They're standing on the banks of the Jordan River looking into the promised land. And God says, I want a relationship with you that's different. Now, he had given them those Ten Commandments, and now Moses is telling them, God gave me the first set. Those were broken. He gave me the second set. And while he could have said, now do this, instead, he said, here's what God wants you to do. Here's what God requires of you. He didn't just want a bunch of people that would obey rules. Verse 10 describes a kind of relationship that God wanted with his people. And he said, here's what I require. And so we're going to be looking at these over the next several weeks. It's going to take us a while, I have a feeling, because God wants a relationship with you. And that relationship is based on a couple of things. It's dependent on who he is, that he is a creator, the sustainer of all life. He is Almighty God. He is awesome. He is holy. And God wants a relationship based on his holiness. But also he wants a relationship on how we come to him. And his desire is that we come to him by faith. Hebrews says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. I want to go to another passage of scripture that I think describes this a little bit better in Ephesians chapter 2. The beginning of the chapter, he said, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our manner of life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the very children of wrath, even as others. And here's where it all changes. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. And he goes on to say that he raised us up and that he redeemed us. And this would be on the basis of faith. We get down to verse 9 and 10, or pardon me, verses 8 and 9. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by the grace of God through faith. And God wanted a faith relationship. He wanted us to believe him. That's why he goes through this list of these five things. All of these have to do with our relationship with him, that we fear him, that we walk in his ways, love him, serve him, and ultimately obey him. Notice obedience is the last thing on the list. We're going to enjoy this series over the coming weeks, and I hope you'll stay with us. Our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.